Welcome back to the Don't Touch That Podcast, episode 15.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Ant.
And this week on the show, we have Colleen Scriven and Dave Dimtrick from the new web series, A Bit Much. You can go and watch all the episodes at campmessina.com.
It's based off of William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, and it is Much Ado About a Lot of Fun.
They spend their entire summer in a camp, a lot of drama, a lot of love, maybe, just maybe.
Some elementary school hookups. They're here to tell us all about that and more.
Also, guys, sorry about the little hiatus we took there. We were relocating studios. We moved down the block. But we're all set up now. We're in our new digs. We're loving it. We're settled in, and we're back on schedule for you. Anyways, let's get started. Let's play some Cards Against Humanity. Let's go into the Urban Dictionary with Urban Dictionary 101. Let's have a little fun.
And kids, enjoy the rest of the summer while you got it, because it's almost over. Meantime, Don't Touch That Podcast is back in 3, 2, 1.
Such a myth.
As a doctor's
total
daughter, all of
yeah, what does
all
Dick
the medical
say?
Myths.
Yeah.
What does Dick Scriven say? What
he's
does
gonna
Dick
listen
Diver
to
say?
He's going to listen to this. But as like a doctor's daughter, all those like medical myths were like disproved at like a very early age for me. But like no one in school would believe it. So I'd be like, some girl was always like, "It's going to be 7 years," and I was like, "No, it's not." And she goes, "Yeah, it is. My sister's a nurse." I was like, "Well, my dad's a surgeon," and it would just always be like major douche card I would play. Same with like,
"Oh, she's a nurse, huh?" Well.
You know what my dad is?
A nurse,
surgeon.
And he goes by Dick.
Name's Dick.
Double whammy. Guess we're gonna have
Are there
to.
Any other myths? What else is gum?
Well, gum is a myth, and then like there's like a really annoying like my gym teacher used to like do this. For some reason they would also teach like stuff about health. So they had us do this big assignment where like assignment in gym where like half the kids would have blue bean bags and the other half would have red bean bags, and you'd have to like run across the gym and like pass through the heart, and then the bean bags would turn red. And I was like, "Why is that?" The gym teacher was like, "Because blood is blue until it's oxygenized." And I was like, "No, it's not." And he's like, yeah, it is. So I went home and I told my dad about it, and he was, like, outraged. He's like, "The gym teacher is just lying to you." And then, like, you know, I got, like, in trouble in gym for just, like, yelling at the gym teacher. Because, you know, he's like, "Well, I'm a gym teacher." And I'd be like, "Well, my dad's a surgeon. And he says this is a lie and you're wrong." And, like, my dad would get so mad, he, like, threatened to, like, call the school to, like, talk to the gym teacher. Because he's like, "He's just lying to kids. Like, there's no..." Anyway, that's
yeah,
the other
my daughter's not getting the proper education.
And he's like, "Well, my daughter's a comedian, so."
And I'm a surgeon.
Together. Scriven playing that surgeon card again.
Them Scriven kids are the worst because their dad's a surgeon.
But then you're in history class, and you're like, "That's not true. I know it because my dad's a surgeon." That has nothing to do with it, Colin.
It has everything to do with it.
Abe Lincoln was shot and killed, am I right? I know, because my dad's a surgeon.
What yeah. are the things, though, like gum that, I
guess,
know what you call that.
Like a medical myth.
Yeah.
Or an old wives tale.
Shut them old wives up.
I know that they made up breakfast as the most important meal of the day.
Old wives did?
Old wives.
They're like, "I made all this oatmeal. No one's going
to
eat it."
It was a marketing idea to help sell more bacon.
Really?
Yeah, they...
It's goddamn worked in this country.
It's scary. Yeah, it's scary to think of a time when bacon needed to be advertised. You know?
I was just watching something recently where just at the end, the whole commercial, whatever, and then it just flashed a guy saying, "Bacon." I think it was for the new cheeseburger, whatever, at Burger King or something like that. But and it has like 5 layers of bacon.
Bacon.
And just at the end, bacon. Just, talk about subliminal advertising.
Yeah, like bad subliminal advertising.
I do not like bacon. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's good. It's fine.
Are you not
but I'm not like
bacon?
Ape shit crazy for it like most people are.
I don't like how it stinks up my house. The whole house smells like bacon afterwards.
I like the smell of bacon.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like your bacon? Do you like it crunchy? Do you like it?
I like it super crispy.
See, I hate it's like there's no taste to it. Well, to me,
I mean, I like when it's like a sandwich, so like the bread is soft and then like the bacon
the
is
crunch
crispy.
There
yeah
dad's a surgeon.
I don't like it.
My dad's a surgeon, so I don't want to
makes a lot
I don't want to be rude, but
you weren't picking up on what she was saying.
So it must be better for you.
If yeah, right.
No.
I like it. I like it not quite like... I like it cooked, obviously, but I don't like it overly crispy. Not quite soggy, but still a little flop to it, you know?
I need some floppage.
Flop it in the wind.
Definitely.
What would the surgeon say about floppy bacon?
Yeah, let's go to the surgeon.
Cut away. Hey, Dad, it's me. Yeah, I'm good.
So I'm mad I told that story so many times. We've been trying to put this wives' tale about bacon to rest.
Right?
He's like, shut this podcast down. They're telling lies over there. Can't have this.
I'm pretty sure that's all we do.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, this would definitely not
we
be.
We are in Rose Town.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's another, yeah, right? You just hear, they would bring us bacon if we were in Rose Town. And then there's one that, like, you can't swim after eating or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay, like 20 minutes or something?
Yeah, yeah, or like an hour. Like on Mad Men, she's like, I have to wait an hour and a half. Like, and I was like, at Mad Men.
Next, you're going to tell me pregnant woman can't drink
smoke.
Alcohol.
Yeah, yeah
or
right?
Smoke.
That's the best thing about Mad Men. It's like, it's almost like funny how like people just like they're pregnant people smoking all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's cray.
How is this? Have you been like up to date on it?
I am. Yeah. I'm
how has this
up.
Last season been? Like I fell off a while ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's a season two or three.
I think two.
It's like a nice.
Yeah. I just bounce. Never made it back.
Yeah. They just don't want to have me.
That's it's one of those things I just keep watching just to be like, so I know, just because like, it's like a cultural thing, I feel like, you know? It's because I know like I never go back and watch, like I've never watched like The Wire or even like Breaking Bad. And like I know I'll never go back and watch Breaking Bad. So like that sucks because like everyone else is like.
Wait,
was,
why not?
Well, because I just like for some reason I just like can't if
you
I
miss
know.
That curve?
Yeah, I just like missed
right.
it.
Yeah, but it's still a so, good show.
Yeah, yeah, like, but like because like people were always talking about it and like I kind of know how it ends and stuff. Like I'm never the person who like goes back and watches it. You know what I mean? So I think like with Mad Men, I like and like all the TV shows, like even I even watch like Masters of Sex, which is like the worst. Worst expensive show
is it really
TV. Oh my god it's
yeah, you're the only person
like
I
it?
You're the only person I hear
it.
Yeah
what
the only person
I think it
I
won
what?
Emmys yeah
it I don't
won these
I think it got nominated for Emmys but my issue is that like there's just like 0.0 sexual chemistry between the two
I
leads.
Don't know
like Allison Janney killing it and like whoever plays her husband like the older couple killing
she's,
it
she's great in anything
she is
yeah.
she is she got
the
an
way
Emmy
way back
for,
was
she was
really
so
good that is a great movie
Juno
it was a good movie
yeah.
But she got an Emmy nomination for Masters of Sex which is totally earned and like mom the CBS sitcom like she
really
yeah like
I don't
that's
even
how
know
good
what
she
that
is.
Is
yeah
well it's I mean, it's Anna Faris and her and
oh,
then
the
like
Anna Faris.
It's
oh
like,
right
but I mean that show's kind of funny but
I
like
no it was called Mom
it's called just Mom and like she that's how good she is but Anna Faris is like the most wasted talent on TV because she is so funny you know like watch any like even like the House Bunny Anna Faris is so funny
oh she did like the spoof movie so well
oh scary movie when she just like runs away like
so
waving her arms. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? Fuck you.
I remember like Scary Movie 2 was like I like would watch it all the time and like I had like my birthday
my
when I was like
hand.
12 yeah was like a sleepover I just made everyone watch that movie and they like
so funny.
No one wanted to watch it except for me I was like well it's my birthday
like, please don't he's like
that's fun my jams like, yeah. Yeah. She is so funny
yeah
but not so much on CBS television.
Well, no, just because like CBS is like I don't know. I don't like their stuff right
network
now.
Network in general. I don't know what I'm watching on network television these days.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
It's depressing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know that I could list a show.
Oh, television. The Mindy. Oh, Fox. The Mindy Project is great.
Okay. Yeah, you like it? I haven't watched any.
I love Mindy Kaling. She makes a lot of like really good pop culture references. Like she made a Bend It Like Beckham joke about like if she had like one lesbian affair, it would be with Keira Knightley because it would be like Bend It Like Beckham. And I was like, okay. Awesome, awesome joke. I also love Keira Knightley, so for me, that joke was A-plus joke.
What's the guy's name on that show?
Chris Messina. You know how I know that?
How did you know the who I'm asking
yeah,
about?
Jesus.
The main guy on that show, right?
Not the dark-headed one. The
the dark-headed one.
Wasn't there like two guys with like black hair, and then there's like the blonde,
he's
like
from the, south.
The weirdo,
yeah,
Ike Berkowitz.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
I think he's.
I thought
he's hilarious.
I thought it was Chris Messina because like in the web series, we're at Camp Messina, so we're like the third Google hit. Because of Chris Messina.
Oh.
Like, the first are just, like, Chris Messina.
Isn't it amazing just names of things
yeah.
you can attach on to that will...
Trust we're about 100 down on the Google search because there's people with actual legitimate things you should not touch.
just a list of them.
Do you remember when we came up with the name of Don't Touch That?
I remember being drunk. And
yeah, Colleen was here for the birth.
I was. Don't touch that.
Wait,
where were we? We were somewhere.
We had just finished shooting Brandon.
Yeah, loading up, I think.
And yeah, I think we went to a bar afterwards. And we were.
I was not in the bar.
Yes, you were. There you were.
It was en route.
I had to buy you a beer.
Oh, you did have to buy me beer. That's right. I remember because we were like, would people really think calling something "don't touch that" is funny? We're like, yeah, because I know the things you shouldn't touch. Like, I remember like thinking of like a video with you guys that would be like, "don't touch that, don't touch that," like just like close up some stuff,
pointing at everything, which we still should be shooting.
Yeah.
Still such a good name. Don't touch that.
We had this idea too that anything we shoot, which I think we should go back to this of. Whatever sketch we're shooting, that just get a character to say it in that costume or whatever,
yeah.
And then over like a couple years' time, we have a full sketch of different characters from all of the things we've done saying "don't touch
awesome.
That," and just Rary, a montage of all that.
Even it'd be like your intro.
Yeah, don't touch that.
It would be like those pictures that are like individual like pictures, and you zoom out and they're like a bigger picture, and it's like something. Yeah. But don't.
Oh,
touch
like
that.
My bar mitzvah invitation.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Bar mitzvah invitation.
That was on my card. It was a picture of me made up of all my baby pictures.
Zoomed in.
You want to see it? You want to see what it looks like?
Please, yes.
Of course.
I was about to say, how do we get a copy of this?
Also, your hair in that in
wasn't
that
the
picture,
greatest.
Just
picture.
Like the, it's like just a gem.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How is it having a bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
The greatest day of your life.
Really?
I mean, I
they put you
like
in the chair?
It's just more relieving than it is. Like, you're just
you
so happy you're done with
how long
the preparation.
Religion. Is it literally some birth is build up to this moment?
Well, you have to go to, in my, well, how it was for me, you had to go to like Hebrew school, right? And then when it comes down to a year away, first they plan your bar mitzvah. They set the date like 2 years in advance. So you know that it's happening. And then you have to prep. You have to learn your Torah portion for like when the bar mitzvah is. You learn that part that's in the Torah. And you have to prep for, I think it was 6 months or something like that. Like every weekend doing it.
Do you memorize it?
Yeah, that was the bad thing. Most, if you're in Hebrew school, you learn how to read Hebrew and stuff like that. I just joked around the entire time. So when I went down to like my tutor or whatever, he was like, "All right, let's start reading." I literally was like, "I have no clue what it is." And he was like, "Are you serious?" And I had to learn Hebrew all over again.
That sounds
like 6 years of Hebrew school in 6 months.
The beginning of like a really fun
but
summer
I cheated
Jewish comedy.
I cheated on my thing on when I was doing the Torah portion like
you cheated on becoming a man.
I really
God
did. I'm not actually a man.
You're not a man.
You were setting a tone for
I
the rest
to
of
God.
Your life.
Yeah,
like,
I did.
I'm gonna cheat now and forever.
It is what it is. Like you're supposed to read the Hebrew and I had most of it down in Hebrew, but then one portion I had the it was like written in English. It was like the Hebrew written out in English so I could just read it. And I remember like reading it and looking up right at my rabbi and he was just giving me the eyes like, "This isn't right. This is not right." But at that point I was like, "I've gone too far."
He just like ripped off his beard and threw it on the ground. Stormed away.
Yeah, because they're all strap-on beards.
Yeah.
They all have those.
And the little curly
yeah,
things.
His curls.
Yeah.
Threw his yarmulke off.
See, that doesn't sound
I'm
that
done.
Bad because like I had to go to like CCD. Well, I was like, I was
CCD.
CCD is like religious, like it's like Catholic school.
And at the end of CCD, you get your Holy Communion, right? Which is yeah. like a
you
no,
get confirmation.
What is that called? Confirmation. Well, that's right.
That's what it was.
Communion is like you're halfway there. You know, you can now have the cracker.
You are halfway to
but
God.
Like yeah,
and the grape
I'm
juice.
So close. Like when I went to Catholic school, for like. Until like the fourth grade or so, and then like I moved out to Long Island, which like I remember my mom being like, "There's no like Catholic school." Like I remember her saying something like it was like a godless place or something, Long Island, which kind of. But and then like I had to go to CCD in this like, lady's
godless.
House.
Oh
godless. No, God! But I had to go to like CCD in this world. Woman's house,
unlike
and, like,
Manhattan.
Her. Yeah, right. That's where God's at.
I breathe Jesus here.
But
I love it.
The
Long
woman
Island,
who, like,
we're godless.
Check your God. Check your God at the Queens County line.
They're like 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, godless. like I was waiting for that.
But like I had to become like a CCD kid, and like in Catholic school, the CCD kids were like bad kids, and they would come and they would sit in our desk, and they would like gum, and they would just like write mean stuff on our desk. Like those CCD kids are the worst. And we got to Long Island, and we were like, we have to become them. Why? And then like you know, the woman who taught mine, it was like in her house, and like a bunch of kids like my age, and like. Her son like just didn't respect her at all. He would literally be like, "Fuck you, mom!" And then he would just like storm out. And she'd be like, "Let's just keep reading."
The Catholic Church.
Yeah,
see, it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, mom.
She's like,
"All right,
yeah, yeah."
Okay.
But like, My brothers who like now, like they don't go to CCD at all. So it feels like we got like gypped, but like it's, they know nothing about like religion. I feel like it was Easter and like we had to go to this like pre-dawn mass, like literally before dawn. The idea is like you start by the end.
Oh yeah.
It's dawn.
I remember hearing about you telling me
it's,
about this.
It's dawn. It's like on a beach and like, we were little, it was fun. It's like, we'll get up at 4 a.m., but now it's like, stop. Like, our bodies can't do this anymore. My mom likes doing it. So we went to this 4 a.m. thing. I was with my brother who was six. And then afterwards, because they can't give the communion, like, not in a church. It's like some rule.
There's so many weird rules.
There's so many weird rules. So we had to go to the church after the mass. So again, this is pre-dawn. Now it's dawn. Now I have to go drive 20 minutes to the church, get the thing. So we're going into the church. Jeez. And my brother who was six was like, it was Easter. So he's like, what? What is this? We're like, oh, well, we have to go in to get the thing. He goes, but I saw the Easter Bunny left the basket. I saw it. It was home. Can I just go home? And we're like, no. My mom's like, Ryan, today's not about Easter bunnies. It's about, you know, Jesus. And Ryan goes, he didn't even show up.
And he's right.
And that was the worst part. He's right. Because if Jesus was going to show up anywhere on Easter, he would come to the pre-dawn mass. Because that's a big commitment. He would come to the godless Long Island.
Wake up at 4 o'clock.
So next year, Colleen dressed up as Jesus. Went on down.
Oh, well, look who decided to show up.
Yeah.
I got a lot of talking to do with you, buddy.
And then, like, we were watching, like, a passion play, which is, like, you know.
That sounds dirty.
Sign me up.
It's actually
like Passion of the Christ, like, musical.
Yeah, right. And like, so they were like, so they're killing
just cheering
Jesus
in the back.
Love this.
Take it off.
Oh my god.
Nice tits. Jesus.
so they're like stabbing Jesus on the cross. It's
oh,
like,
god.
Yeah, it's like real messed up. You know, typical like morbid Catholics.
What time
and my brother,
is this? Was, 9 a.m. at this
no,
point?
Yeah, this
still
like,
pre-dawn?
This was at like some weird like super church. Like when we moved out to Godless Long Island, my mom wanted to find like a good church for us to go to. So we accidentally ended up at like a super church, like a culty kind of
like
superstar.
Like
Joel Osteen's
hands
up
on,
front.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Some guy, there was like a
they
guy who was, like
things?
He healed someone.
Yeah. It was like tongues and everything.
Oh my god. Even my mom was like, this is too much. We have to go.
She's like, this is too much, God.
Like a big like.
Let's go backwards.
Yeah. Not
we need to find right between godless and too much God. That's where we
meet. We were watching their like they're souped up, God. Like super expensive, like flashy Passion of the Christ play, and like so they're stabbing Jesus, and my brother like leans over to my mom and goes, "Mom, I think they were trying to kill Jesus." My mom was like, "Okay, we gotta get him into CCD."
Your brother sounds hilarious.
Brother Steve's always like, "This is awesome."
If he had just shut his mouth, he never would have.
I know.
Yeah,
ruined his future.
Yeah, right.
God.
Good luck with CCD. But so eventually, you do get your confirmation.
Yeah, and confirmation is like they made a. It's when you're like a junior in high school or something. You just like get off school for the day. And like you get like, but like they're like Protestants got it way early.
You get off school for
so
the day.
We had a like
I,
do it?
Protestant. Right. I grew up Protestant. Nobody
right?
There was
Protestants,
no confirmation.
You guys got so off. You guys don't even have to show up. Though. You can be like, well, we're gonna go to the church today. No, I feel it. God doesn't want me to. But like,
yeah, you could be anywhere.
Awesome.
You could be anywhere and be with God. Catholic
God,
Church is like, if you're not
why
here,
why did I never use that excuse? Like, God, just tell me.
He's in my heart.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in a church.
He's wherever I am. So.
But there's always one, like, jackass who's getting confirmed and, like, just picks, like, a douchey name that thought would be funny. Because, you know, you get, like, a new name. There's
oh,
always
really?
One.
You can
yeah,
pick
yeah,
your name?
Yeah, you pick a name. You pick a name.
I did more. Not know this.
You Farks. Didn't know that? You get a new name. Well, you get, like,
Dick
like my name. Yeah.
That is what I said.
Like, this is Colleen. My dad's a surgeon, Scriven.
God enlightened me. He spoke to me.
But there's always
Dick
one kid
Diver.
Who picks, like, some stupid biblical name. I think my sister just
like
picked a name
David,
she liked.
The worst.
No, like, ugh. Like,
well, there's definitely not enough Moseses around.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, and he picks that name, and that's what he has the rest of his life.
Well, yeah, there's no, like, is there paperwork? I'm sure there's paperwork somewhere that, like,
let's see. Is it like this big think... daddy thing where he says, I want to be Frankenstein, and.
Right.
Frankenstein.
All
right,
Frankenstein. How often do, like, people refer to each other with their names?
It's only like if I'm getting married. When I get married on the weekly basis, but like that's the only time that like I think they ever. And when you die, it's really only in the church if they're like talking about you.
I see.
They
hashtag
stay
worth it.
Yeah, you're only around to hear it once.
This
but,
is my idea.
And I guess when your kids get baptized and stuff. But yeah, so I'm like Colleen Moore Mary. Mary is the name I went with. Classic.
You chose Can't Mary?
I did. Well, because my grandmothers are Mary and Marianne.
Jesus. It's time for
Mary and Marianne. So, killing two birds with one stone.
Okay.
What are douchey names people choose?
I
Rex.
Like, it's gonna be a thing.
Rex. People, someone is joking.
You can pick whatever. Whatever name you want. You know. So some people just
T-bone.
Like, yeah.
Well, they only use it when they're gossiping about you in the church. Oh, right. Did you hear what Rex did? Oh my god, that guy's a lost cause.
I feel like when you Rex. Use it, you said a marriage is such like. Yeah, I was really young, and I thought that was
like, yeah, it's like it's a tattoo. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, zip it, egghead.
It's that time of year again, parents, and they're gonna need a lot of stuff this school year. Good thing you just got that raise you worked so hard and so long for. Even so, who wants to spend an arm and a leg on a bunch of worthless back-to-school crap? I know I don't. So why not send the kids back to school in style? Take them to a thrift store, where you'll spend practically nothing on a bunch of hand-me-downs from three seasons ago. There's graphic tees with ketchup stains for only 99 cents. Levi's acid wash jeans with the pockets missing? Only $6.99. Notebooks with most of the pages ripped out, starting at just 35 cents. Get half of a broken ruler for only 15 cents. They've even got dried out Crayola markers in a Ziploc baggie, starting at $1.99. What about shoes? Get a pair of once trendy Velcro light-up LA Gears for just $8. With all the savings you're sure to make at the thrift store, you'll finally be able to get all the stuff that you really want from Best Buy. Like the all-new 1400-inch 4D plasma LED flat-screen TV from Panasonic, starting at $7,000. How about the Toshiba 15-inch Intel Celeron 800GB laptop for only $1,600? And while you're here, why not treat yourself to the limited edition iPad Micro with Retina display going for the everyday low price of just $899. So this back-to-school season, drag your little ones down to the Goodwill. Then rush on over to Best Buy and get the stuff that really matters. I mean, let's face it, you didn't want kids to begin with. Am I right? Best Buy. School just got a whole lot cooler.
Surprise, motherfucker.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city.
Yay, kind shrew. I perform the except after C.
Get out of my goddamn classroom before I break my foot off in your ass.
All right, class, everybody settle down, pull out those Urban Dictionaries. It is time for Urban Dictionary 101. You guys know the deal. We're going to look up a term in Urban Dictionary. We're going to discuss it. We're going to define it. We're going to explore it. And we're going to get you a little smarter out there on the street. Okay, this week's word of the week is smelfy. To discreetly sniff one's underarms for stank before venturing out into public areas as to not offend other with foul body odor. Examples they give. Hey, man, you ready to go? Yeah, but first, let me take a smelfy. Yeah, we're good. Let's dip. Who says dip?
Yeah, I know. Right?
Someone who doesn't smell.
Dip.
Me.
Yes. Oh, wow.
This is actually a new term. Wow. It was July 2nd of this year.
Smelfy right. just came
Very
out.
Very clever.
Smelfy. And,
I like it.
Yeah.
First, I mean,
look at
let
these
me take
fits today.
Jeez.
That was bad. Yeah.
Why don't you say, I bought the shirt with the yellow stains on it.
You did? Okay. I heard that too.
That's now. Urban Outfitters. Yeah. American
that's,
Apparel.
That's what they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually smell-feed today, just rushing around. I was like, don't let me forget deodorant. Only happens twice a year. I swear I'll go every day, but there'll be one or two days where it's like, son of a bitch, I forgot. So I made sure today I smell-feed. And,
you smell-feed it up? I think I've smell-feed twice in my whole entire life.
Yeah,
actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean,
so
like,
you just not sweat?
But like,
I mean, you're not a hairy guy, so.
That's a thing, know. But.
Does
it does. I just.
Boy.
You just. Your pheromones are just. So
I'm good.
Good
to go. Yeah.
I don't
wear deodorant.
I don't know. I don't know what you would do even if you did smell though. Like you still have to go live your life. You know. It's just worse if you know about.
But
it.
But if you're in your apartment still, it's like okay, I can fix that.
Right.
Cool. I was working one time and I realized, man, this I hadn't done a smelfy and it was. I thought it was just mild. But I don't know if I was just working really hard or what, but it got really bad to the point where if I lift an arm, I had a good like 3 foot radius.
People that passed out.
Damn,
that
was in like trouble. Flowers die.
So I was so desperate that I actually had to, I asked one of the girls I worked with, I was like, do you in your purse have any deodorant? And so she let me borrow it and I went, and
then,
which was like the sweetest thing, because I feel like any girl does not want to share their
I'm
surprised she didn't like let you keep it, because like I would let you keep it.
Did she? Did she take it back?
I gave it back. I don't know. I think she, as soon as I turned around, she threw it out.
What did it smell like? Was it flowery?
Was it the Dove or
what? I would think it was Dove.
It was good.
I don't know. It was just like soap. I don't know. I don't really care what things smell like.
As long as it doesn't smell like that.
Before, like, one of my, like, dances in high school, so we were all, like, dolled up, and, like, one of my friends, like, had sweat stains on her, like, dress, and, like, when we were taking pictures, and I just distinctly remember her, like, blow-drying her dress. It was just, like, a very distinct memory.
But then you're blowing hot air up in there. That's just going to make it worse.
Have you guys ever double smell feed?
Well, like a mull of... Ooh, like the,
you know, if you want, I think you gotta,
I think you gotta do,
I think you have like, to. It's part of the motion.
You might have an overactive thyroid on one side going out of whack.
Mary Catherine Gallagher, where she's swiping both hands.
She's so the originator funny. Of
she's
that.
She's the original. She's like a loud and proud Smelfie.
She invented the Smelfie. It does say, though, to constitute a Smelfie, it's before you go out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what would the term be if you're out and you discover
it?
Do
it in public.
Public. PDS, public display of Smelfie.
PPS?
No, PD, like PDA. PDS.
Do you think you could take a picture of yourself, take a Smelfie of you, or take a selfie of you doing a Smelfie?
A selfie Smelfie?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I feel like that has to happen now. I really like that
term. I think I
want
to do it right now.
We're all going to do that before we leave.
I'll send it out. Put it on the Twitter.
Selfie Smelfie.
I feel like I don't Smelfie enough. I should probably do it more.
Yeah, I mean...
Just took a picture of Anthony, pretending to take a picture of myself.
Hello.
By accident.
Accidental Smelfie. Let me talk about this, too. Oh, we've already figured out what a Smelfie is. We seem like we do it. I feel like the average American does it, or at least some form of it. But let's talk about this word dip. Who says that?
Yeah, no one.
That really bothers me.
Let's dip. All right, let's dip.
You guys ready? Let's dip.
It sounded, let's dip.
I just would have a bag of chips ready to go where?
Right. Yeah. let's make the Titanic and dip.
I really hope that's not a,
is it French onion?
Term that sticks.
Just the dip.
Dip. I'm going to start using it.
Just
I've started using, I have like two catchphrases I'm trying to really make catch on. And Liv like hates them, but I say them all the time. Jackpot is one I say a lot, where I'm like, ah, jackpot. Like Liv's like, it's already a word, it can't be your catchphrase. I'm like, yeah, but you say it like really, you can't. What is that face?
It's like score.
I'm not on board with that at all.
I like jackpot.
Jackpot.
Oh, jackpot. Like, oh, there's a Diet Coke in the fridge. Oh, jackpot. And then the other one, like, it's more, this one is more ironic, but like I'm still like, it's a problem when you start saying something as a joke and you start saying it like realistically. Then like I like going buckle up like before something intense happens, like
buckle up,
like man, just got an email, buckle up, you know.
Tuck it.
Like, tuck it. Oh yeah, where did we get, where did we get that?
Like,
said that
I like tuck it.
Oh, tuck it. Yeah, that's a little
ready to go. Tuck it.
No, tuck it is like chill out, like tuck it.
Let's live, put your
put it away.
Put it away. Tuck it.
Or tuck it under the belt.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I think that's a flip.
Wait,
it. Flip up.
Liv used it, right?
Yeah, on driving back from the Catskills.
Oh right, yeah. We went upstate. We
had to pee or something.
Three friend vacation. What happened? And like Liv was like, oh, she just said like, tuck it, like stop being so excited. And we're like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Tuck it.
Yeah, you're too proud. What do you guys say if you're trying to dip? What's your replacement for dip?
I'm trying to
leave. Like, let's go somewhere.
Bounce.
I have a very distinct one in my mind.
Yeah. What, go ahead.
Let's jet.
Let's route.
Let's route.
That's what my friends say.
I might start doing this.
I just feel like route means you don't know where you're going. Like route involves like,
I don't know.
Let's wander.
What are you, a GPS? Like routing. Poor satellite connection. Time to route.
Saddle up.
Saddle
That's
up.
What I get. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think just old school, like, let's roll.
Yeah, no,
I don't think I say
let's
that.
Bounce.
I say bounce a lot, I think.
I like bounce.
And I usually do like a hand motion with like, you ready to... And I'll
ready to dribble like, shoot?
Yeah.
You ready to bounce? Boop, boop.
You ready to free throw?
You ready to...
Ready to... Ooh, smelfy.
Yeah, I feel like that's it. As you're saying it, you guys, all right,
you guys ready to swim through the swim away? As you're like smelling yourself.
Hit the road.
Hit the road. All righty, class. That's it for this week's Urban Dictionary 101. Smelfy. Smell. Fi. How it's spelled. Let's dip. See you next week.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Oh, the humanity.
Finger blasted your sister?
See, that's the game. I just you, and you're shit until you somebody else.
Schmegma.
Fine, it just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, good for you.
You know what else gets better with age? Doing it in the butt.
I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second.
Urinating out of both holes at the same time.
Wiping her butt.
Defective condom.
Assless chest.
Human oven of sorts.
Machine porn.
Dick Cheney's dead baby foreskin. Cards Against Humanity.
Let's play Cards Against Humanity. That's just how, that's my voice when I'm on
like
intro
it.
Things.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's much like more it. Exciting.
Yeah,
I want you to talk to me when I'm going to sleep.
Like, let's go to sleep, Dave.
I'll be like, let's, yeah.
Let's start counting those sheep.
I want you to.
Two.
I want you to wake up that morning like, it's time for work.
That would be awesome.
I'd be like, yeah!
It's my strip club DJ voice. All right, guys, welcome to the stage. Candy, get those dollars ready.
Coming down to the stage is Misty.
Misty.
All right, Cards Against Humanity, how we play. We changed it up. This time we're going to play the regular way, where someone will be the judge. In this case, I'll be the first judge, where I draw a black card, I read it to you, and then you all pick your best white card that you have available, lay them down, face down, and then I'll read them. And then whichever I think is the best is the winner, and whoever the winner is gets to judge the next black card, and so on and so forth, and we'll play it best of two.
Okay.
Cool?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Does that work? Was that a good,
that
decent?
Sounded
do
good.
I need to re-record it?
Made sense to me.
All right. Well, you'll catch up at home.
Yeah. All three of you. A, B, and C.
Dad, you still there?
Cool.
All right.
And draw.
All right. The first card. During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into blank.
I just like, I'm really offended by mine. I wanted to get it out of my vision. So I was like, please go away.
Chances are that card will win.
This is definitely a godless game.
This game was invented in Long Island. This game is the Long Island of games.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into whipping a disobedient slave.
Oh no. That's awful.
Dad, stop. She just won't listen.
He's like, I saw 12 years a slave.
Yeah, regular Michael Fassbender over here.
No.
Yeah.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into getting hilariously gangbanged by the Blue Man Group.
Who wrote that card? Who writes these cards?
It's like that happened in a dream or something.
Anybody that gets gangbanged by the Blue Man Group is hilarious.
A hero in my book. That's on my bucket list.
You just come on, there's blue footprints everywhere.
We're like, Dad, what do you want for your birthday? He's like, I really want the Blue Man Group tickets. They're like, not again. You've seen them.
He's
15
moved on
times.
From the Blue Man Group to Stomp. His version of Stomp is called
just
Pound.
Yeah, Pound.
Just so loud.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into whining like a little bitch.
My dad did.
You don't understand, son. It gets so much worse. Shut up. Can't you just buy a Corvette or something? During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into a man in yoga pants with a ponytail and feathered earrings.
I feel like there's one guy who just his whole job is really specific cards.
Wow. How
all
do
good
I pick
options.
This?
All good, yeah. Terrible,
what
terrible
did, what
options.
What did dad get into for his midlife crisis?
I think I got to go getting hilarious gangbanged by the Blue Man Group.
Woo!
Even on the board. The team.
That's too funny.
Next card.
I spent my whole life working toward blank, only to have it ruined by blank.
The order is very important. So do we? Which? So the top one is the first?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I spent my whole life working toward a sweet spaceship, only to have it ruined by survivor's guilt.
It's like Survivor the TV show's guilt, or like just maybe the music
want
group?
To be
or?
Alive? I don't
yeah. The why am I here?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I spent my whole life working toward nunchuck moves, only to have it ruined by scrotal frostbite.
Oh, I hate when that happens to me.
My scrotum is constantly frozen.
Yeah, someone's scrotum got frozen the first week we were shooting in that weather. I don't know who it was.
We like to keep plugging
our
show.
Were they doing nunchuck moves over to the side? Like, I think that's a great call.
I spent my whole life working toward finding Waldo, only to have it ruined by pumping out a baby every 9 months.
That would get in the way. Or would help. These kids love Waldo.
This is true. It probably would help to find Waldo.
I just imagine, like, someone's like, they literally spot him and they're running towards him. They're like, here it comes.
No.
Like, every time.
Don't find him.
I got you. My water broke.
Waldo, Waldo. Not today, bitch. And her mom just
Those kids could help her find him, though.
That's true. More
she'd
eyes.
Have, like, she'd have, like, a bunch of leashes with them. There's a whole character here, guys.
She has him sniff his, like, striped shirt, and she's like, they have your scent.
Find this guy.
they just find his, like, hat on the ground, and they have to smell it.
All right, last
whole
one.
Movie right here.
I spend my whole life working toward being awesome at sex, only to have it ruined by a sweaty, panting leather daddy.
Too real.
Too real.
Too real. Is that yours, Liv?
Talk about a midlife crisis.
There's some good ones, but I would have to say nunchuck moves, scroll frostbite. The winner.
No.
Liv?
Survivor's guilt is such a good one.
That was you?
Yeah. Like a sweet spaceship. Not just a regular one.
Sweet spaceship.
He's the PG guy.
Six-year-old. They have 1 6-year-old working for them.
Working right, like, PG stuff. Like, what if it was about Disney? That's what six-year-olds talk about. Am I right?
Scrotal frostbite. That sounds painful.
That's terrible.
I feel like some people would be into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you into labia frostbite, or?
Yikes. I've heard about it.
Okay.
Yikes. I have a friend who did it.
Would you know how what that feels like?
They
have to chop your dick off, though, because your scrotum's your
No, no. I'll tell you about it later.
We need a diagram.
Tell the girls tell us about that. What
please.
Is
tell us more about our scrotums.
This is going to be like the episode of Orange is the New Black where they're
checking out
the
out down
the
there?
Holes down there.
Colin, what would the Serbs say?
Is the answer. Balls.
Okay, Liv, what is scrotum?
I think it's just like the skin.
No.
Like, no, let me.
Let's ask like Dick Scrib. Like, what did he say?
Like the skin around the balls. Like the testicle ball sack. It's like the skin pouch. The balls
never say skin pouch again.
Hashtag skin pouch.
I can't wait
everybody.
To lick on your skin pouch. Oh,
I'm
my
put your
God.
Skin pouch.
Just go ahead and put my skin pouch in your mouth. Thank you.
Now you're
open
pretty
up,
much right.
Insert the skin pouch.
I will say this. If you wanted the skin pouch, a frozen one would probably be a lot better than a sweaty one.
Gross.
Skin pouch or like ball pouch?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's almost like
I feel,
a kangaroo's
well,
like
your scrotum is
pouch.
So, when here's, you're cold, it's so like... constricted, mm-hmm. right? It kind of sucks your balls.
Did you guys
up
know that?
Right.
Next card.
A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of blank. A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of special musical guest Cher. A remarkable study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of. An ether-soaked rat. A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of a soulful rendition of Old Man River. A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of a sofa that says, I have style, but I like to be comfortable. I don't know if my laugh gave me away, but I like a soulful rendition of Old Man River.
Oh.
I really like the image of like
chimps
singing like soulful music. Like they come onto the subway train, but they're monkeys.
Excuse me.
Yeah, everybody, what time is it?
I don't mean to interrupt.
Hey, this is Todd Freeman at WLOS News 7, your local news here. Tonight. We've got a
got a local zoo here that has been skyrocketing their ticket sales here lately, and the reason why, they've got monkeys that sing. We're going to take it over to Tom out on the field. Tom, what you got for us?
Yeah, hi, this is Tom Ferguson. I am standing here at the Cincinnati Zoo, and something incredible is happening here today. There are people camped out. What you can hear behind me are monkeys. Now, what we have been told that these monkeys possess a special power, that they have the ability to sing. We don't know what they're going to sing. All we know is that a new study came out, and they have the gift to belt their voices. So we're going to listen in right now. Okay, we're gonna put the microphones up to the chimpanzees.
I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face. We're lost wide open under the sunlight. Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything.
I will remember this day for the rest of my life. Let's go down and interview some people here. I'm standing here with
Sally James.
Sally James. Yeah. Please tell me what you just witnessed.
I don't know. These monkeys were singing some Nickelback. Is that Nickelback they're singing?
No, I believe it's Creed.
Oh, Creed. Right. They're a Christian rock group or something, right?
No, they're just a really spectacular rock band. Are you a fan?
No, I don't really care. I mean, it's Creed. It's Creed.
Yeah, yes, Creed.
That sounds like a religious rock
band. But these monkeys
are singing.
Do you
think it's
like
a God thing? Do you think the monkeys are like in touch with God? I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll say, I don't know. I guess I'd rather hear Nickelback, you know? Be ironic, at least. Like, Creed is like, I don't even know what that is. I gotta go find my kid.
Okay, Sally. Thank you. We're also standing here with a gentleman. Sir, tell us your name. Tell us what you just witnessed. Is this not amazing?
My name's Bobby Whitley. I gotta say, it's just not impressive. If they're doing some Lynyrd Skynyrd, or maybe, some Tim McGraw, I could get into that. But they're all whining and come back to me. It's like, am I supposed to believe that these chimps actually understand what they're singing about? Because their arms are not wide open, and it's just despicable.
But you have to be at least taken aback by the fact that these chimpanzees and these monkeys are possessing the ability to sing.
Listen, all right, everybody's just getting a little overblown because Jesus did not make monkeys to sing, okay? Now, the truth of the matter is there's no such thing as evolution, and that these animals have just been tested on by the government, you see, because they want to start using monkeys in Iraq.
Sir, you just told me, though, you'd be more happy if they were singing something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be on board?
As long as they're singing over there in Iraq.
You want the monkeys to be brought to Iraq.
Yeah. Get them out of this country. Bunch of devil worshippers, what they are. How can you sing Creed, which was supposed to be some Christian rock band, yet somehow...
Sorry, sir. We have to cut you off. We're also going to go to one more person. We're going to see what he thinks of this. I am baffled by this, and no one here seems to be amazed by this. I'm standing here with... Sir, could you tell us your name?
Les Friedman.
Now, Les...
Listen, I came down here because I heard there was some hairy gorillas roaming the zoo, and this is not what I was expecting at all.
Are you in a good way or a bad way?
No. It's kind of, perusing grinder, and this is not what I wanted. I have Creed.
Look, you come to the zoo.
Is there even a band right now?
I believe so. Yeah, they're pretty popular, are they not?
And how do they get those little drum sets in there? Like,
that is a good question. I believe that the zookeeper was aware that they were going to be performing, and they brought out the instruments.
Well, they need to maybe like post something because this is like false advertisements and
of
stuff.
What?
Oh, I see hairy gorillas. I'm expecting to see some hairy gorillas singing, and when I'm thinking about singing, I got someone to speak into my microphone, you know what I'm saying?
Is this against the gorillas, or is this something against Creed?
I mean, I don't have anything... I like gorillas, that's why I showed up. The fact that monkeys are singing Creed is just like a... What's the opposite of a bonus?
I...
I couldn't answer that. I don't.
Well, exactly. I want my money back.
Les Friedman, thank you.
What are you doing after this?
Me. I'm going to spend my time watching these monkeys sing and do something amazing. I still am baffled how you cannot see this and say this is the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
Trust me, if you've been to Blazing Saddles midnight on a Tuesday, I've seen more amazing things than this.
You're a bunch of hacks! Go back to the jungle!
It seems as if the
singing Gazalia!
The people here in Cincinnati Zoo, they're starting to revolt.
Throw a tomato at them!
This is bullshit!
They're literally cursing at the monkeys right now. They are starting to revolt. It's complete bedlam down here. We got to take it back to the studio. I am Todd Ferguson here at Cincinnati Zoo. Back to you to the studio.
Oh, thanks, Todd. I've been calling you Tom this week. It's his first week on the job, and he's got his first big story out there. Singing chimpanzees. Well, that's all for that segment. But right after the break, we got a pod of orcas humming the sweet central sound to James Blunt. See how that goes. Beautiful. Thanks for tuning in. 13W1077, your local news.
Next card.
The five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, blank, acceptance. Denial, anger, bargaining, 55-gallon drum of lube, and acceptance. The five stages of grief. Denial, anger, bargaining, intimacy problems, acceptance. The five stages of grief. Denial, anger, bargaining, taking a man's eyes and balls out and putting his eyes where his balls go, and then his balls in the eye holes. Acceptance.
I remember reading that in the book, the self-help book. I was very confused.
Step four really threw me for the longest time.
I was with it until step four. There's a monkey wrench being thrown in there.
Oh, man. I really like taking a man's eyes. Falls out.
I like the specificity of it.
I know, right? And it's kind of like you knew, they like explained it to you. Like they left no questions.
No, when you
were
saying that,
they
I literally was like, picture, I was like, taking it,
putting the balls where your eyes are, putting your eyes where your balls are.
It's a process.
Yeah, I'm like, well, it's not that bad.
Imagine what that actually would be like. Just being able to see from that angle.
Would they be on? Would they be under anesthesia, or would they have to do that?
I guess,
you know,
balls are like the size of eyes, too, though. Kind which of I've balls. Never thought of before.
I think my eyes are bigger than my balls, if I'm being honest.
Not me. Yeah. I'm my Italian meatballs. It's the opposite for me. I'm going to say the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, a 55-gallon drum of lube, and acceptance.
What? The balls one was so much better.
I know. It was...
It's in the eye of the beholder.
It's in the eye.
It's in the balls.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
The eye of the ball holder.
A drum of lube?
A drum.
That's
a lot of lube.
Yeah.
But lube
wrestling?
You're going through grief. I mean, you need that much lube to
fill it back up with your tears when you use it all.
Fill it with something when you're done.
That's the kind of lube. They also forgot the sixth step is arthritis.
A really strong right arm.
Yeah. Next card.
In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from blank.
I love it.
In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from an army of skeletons.
Ooh, Indiana Jones-esque.
In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from mild autism.
Oh, God.
In his newest and most difficult stunt, David Blaine must escape from me.
Ooh. There we go.
It's such God, real. What?
I have a winner. I don't want to pick it, however, if this would translate into a sketch.
We don't have to use that card. All right,
then
mild
autism.
That's it. We're done. We played Cards Against Humanity. Dave won.
Woo!
Boo. So.
Feels good.
Balls and balls. Balls and eyeballs was still a winning card in my book. So.
Nunchuck. Frozen Scrotum.
I was surprised he didn't go with that.
That was a good one.
Right. If it's fair, it was a really tough decision. I was on the fence here.
Now that I know that card exists,
I will save it in my heart.
I will look to that for
guidance
and directional
godless
purposes.
Godless Long Island.
Is there anybody you'd like to thank for your winning?
Yeah.
All of you guys for believing in me.
I didn't believe in you at all.
None of you.
I really thought I was going to win with that balls and balls card. So.
I was secretly rooting for you because you were an underdog.
True underdog story. Well, then I'd like to thank
Radio.
And the radio. Radio. Never go full retard. And Creed. Sponsored by Creed.
Never go full Creed.
Never go full Creed.
Thank you for being on the show on Don't Touch That podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
thank you
course.
So much. This was a
so
pleasure.
Where can people find the web series a bit much?
CampMessina.com. That's Messina with two S's. Like the city in the play, but it's okay in our show. So CampMessina.com. You can find us on Facebook, just a bit much. You can find us on Twitter, a bit much series, because someone else owns a bit much. And then you can find us on Instagram, if that's your bag, at a bit much series as well.
Yeah.
I heard from somebody you're not supposed to do that social Instagram thing.
Yeah. Or something else, like, I think the same thing, and I'm like, oh, he's talking about me.
Cool. That's where they can find all the a bit much stuff.
Right.
Now I know Dave's a huge Twitter fan, so
love
where
it.
Can we find more of you?
You can find me. My Twitter name is D Dimitrik, I believe. Yeah,
that's exciting.
D and then my last name.
Not
it's Dick Diver. Quite certain of it.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but if you're on there, I'll get on there.
Okay.
I'll meet you out there.
Colleen, and what's your Twitter handle?
Colleen Scrivs with an S. Because I'm kind of informal. Not as me, that's too informal. But yeah, Colleen Scrivs. So ColleenScrivs. Scrivs.
Stay tuned for your alter ego, Rapunzel.
Zell. That's a really good... I'm going to hang on to that idea.
Rapunzel,
I already tweeted it.
My autobiography.
Yeah.
Dave by Day.
Dave by Dave.
Dave by Dave.
You have to sing it though.
Dave by Dave.
Dave by Dave. Dave by Dave. Dave.
I am at ANTHNNYC on Twitter. I'm sometimes there myself.
I'll see you out there.
I'll see you out there.
On the field, man.
If you also catch me at AnthonyJordanoLand.com.
I'm Jeff Gibson. You can find me at Gibson After Dark and also at DTT Comedy for everything Don't Touch That related. We have a video up right now.
Let's say the three of you out there, we're still waiting for those tweets in.
Yeah, I don't think our audience really tweets at all.
Yeah.
If you do, we still want those Cards Against Humanity suggestions.
But we'll keep telling them.
I want to hear them.
Keep telling them. www.dttcomedy for everything else going on.
And he said we have a new video that just went out this past week.
Yep, the FIFA World Cup flopping
Very
Oscars.
Funny. Very FIFA. Funny.
Thank you.
I'm a fan.
And we are still on iTunes for free. We're still not going to raise that price. We're going to keep it free for you. Please download it, subscribe to it, share with your friends. It will help the show.
Thank you for listening. And remember, Creed is not a real band.
And it never will be.
Yes, and again, a bit much. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 o'clock.
Don't say 8 o'clock, because like we have a lot of uploading issues. And like,
guys, somewhere after 8 o'clock.
somewhere
Tuesday
on the web.
Thursday.
If you just...
Let's just call it Wednesday
just Google,
and Friday.
Just use the Google.
Yeah.
Wednesday
Google
and Friday,
a bit much,
it'll be...
You'll see it. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be okay.
Not a lot of
no,
fun.
We'll be good.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
I'm not gonna say it again. Bye, 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 bye.
Stop.
Bye.
I'm on the street.
I'm telling you, goodbye.
Miss, we're on a podcast.
I don't care. Goodbye.